This podcast is brought to you by the Australian Ceramics Association. For further information, please go to www.australianceramics.com.
Thanks, Jane, for coming to talk to us about the work you're doing with the spotted handfish. It's really interesting, and let's hear about what some of that work is.
So I'm a Tasmanian born and bred, and I am a ceramics designer maker, but I've also had a background as a coast carer for 18 years in my local area and a snorkeler. So over the last probably 3 years, I've been investigating the impact of climate change on Tasmania's east coast, and that sort of led me into working with marine species and doing weavings of porcelain and kelp to investigate the idea of how two species have come together with climate change, and working with a scientist from IMAS and reading his papers, Craig Johnson, about the long-spined sea urchin and Centrostephanus rogersii and the kelp fields. It was about this time that Mr. Tim Fountain from the CSIRO approached me about working on spotted handfish spawning habitat. So as a coast carer, a snorkeler, a ceramist, it all seemed to align really well, and I met Dr. Tim Lynch, who's a senior research scientist at the CSIRO down in Hobart, and I started visiting the CSIRO to learn all I could about the spotted handfish and started working on prototypes.
So tell us a bit about the spotted handfish and why it's in so much trouble.
Well, the spotted handfish actually used to be really common in the Derwent River. And at the moment, it only exists in 8 sites in the Derwent River. It's listed as critically endangered on the Union of Conservation Nature's Red List and also on the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Act. So it's incredibly rare. It's critically endangered, and its battle for survival currently is relying on partially the production and deployment of artificial spawning habitat. These habitat replace a valuable spawning habitat that used to exist in the Derwent, called the stalked Ascidian psychosa pulchra. And this is a marine invertebrate. It looks a little bit like it's a stem with a sea squirt on top. So the extraordinary beautiful thing about the spotted handfish is that it lays 80 to 100 eggs around the base of a stalked Ascidian. The female will lay her eggs. She does this gorgeous dance around the stem of this Ascidian, and the male follows and fertilises those eggs. With the stalked Ascidian being depleted in the Derwent, this has come for a number of factors. One is pollution, but also the introduction of the Northern Pacific Sea Star into the Derwent. Being a port, you know, we have ballast water and introduced species. And so this actually has wiped out a lot of their spawning habitat.
So the sea star's been eating the storks, and then the handfish can't lay the eggs around the stork.
Yeah,
and how does ceramics come into it?
Yeah. CSIRO had been putting plastic artificial spawning habitat into the Derwent to try and to support this spawning. So they've been doing that for a number of years, but they were looking for another material. And I think they put it out to industry to see if someone would make it and didn't get much uptake. And so one of the marine technicians came to see me after seeing the work that I'd been doing. So I've been working with Dr. Tim Lynch, who's the senior research scientist at CSIRO, to design 2 forms of artificial spawning habitat. And we call that ASH, A-S-H, artificial spawning habitat. One is for deployment into the river. So that's the Derwent River, which runs through Hobart. And the other one is for the captive breeding program. In September 2017, the CSIRO had gathered some captive breeding pairs of fish. And this is really like as an insurance policy should these fish go extinct. There's a registered aquaria at Seahorse World, which is up at Beauty Point in the north of the state. And some of my artificial spawning habitat for the aquaria went up there. This is designed in a little bit of a different way because there's not much sand in the aquaria. So in 2017, in September, which is spawning season, a gravid female, which means that she's with eggs, spawned around a ceramic artificial spawning habitat as what we believe is a world first. And this was really exciting. And it was also, you know, the first sign that we could have positive impact with this initiative in the wild.
And the advantage of the ceramic nature of that is that I guess that it can break down over time and doesn't pollute.
That's right. You know, so as I said, they'd been using plastic artificial spawning habitat in the past. I think it's a really exciting material. I'm excited to be working in this way in clay. It's non-pollutant. Once it's fired, it's biosecure. If it breaks, it just gets tumbled around in the water and just becomes a stone, you know. So for me, and I guess for the CSIRO, it was a material of choice, which is fantastic.
So tell us a bit about the ceramic you make. Is it, you know, what kind of clay are you using and what are you firing that at and how do you make it?
In December 2017, Tim rang up and said, hey, we're on, you know, so it's like we're going to make 3,000 artificial spawning habitat. I'd sort of been working on designs with him and really, you know, you have a look at this. I look at certainly the work that I'm doing for the Derwent is a design project. It's working with divers, with scientists, with their knowledge of how things work underwater. I applied for a residency at the University of Tasmania and got a residency there as an art science residency. And so I started making this work of 3,000 in two pieces, so it's actually 6,000 units. There's two elements into the design. The first upright stem, which forms the stem of what would be the ascidian or what it's replacing, is extruded and then hand-rolled. So I started using southern ice porcelain because the ascidian is very white, so I was trying to mirror what was in the wild. Now, southern ice porcelain has a shrinkage rate of 14 to 16%. I hand-rolled each piece after it had been extruded to ensure that each extrusion stayed straight once it was fired. And I also tapered one end so that it would neatly fit through the disc, which was the other part of the artificial spawning habitat that I was made. So the disc component is made on a slab roller. So it's basically roll out a slab. And then I went to a local metal worker and had him make up a stamp in stainless steel. It's like a spring stamp to my design. And we worked together so that we could punch out the interior hole and the exterior hole of this second piece together so that the two pieces would fit together really well. It's really important for me to have the artificial spawning habitat really easy to handle. So we're working with divers on boats, on the ocean, you know, on the river, and the divers are operating in 11 to 14 degrees centigrade. So I wanted them to be straight and so they actually, you know, could fit together, they pack well. And in addition to that, we also modified a system of deployment so that they were easy to handle underwater.
Because they've got to actually get the disc under the sand so that, because the disc holds the stem in place,
yeah,
doesn't it? Because
yeah,
so the water's running and you've got to make sure that the disc isn't going anywhere.
The disc provided sort of like a ballast. Divers, they first started diving in the artificial spawning habitat in June 2018. The divers found they were actually quite easy to deploy, particularly compared to the plastic ones they'd been using because they are negatively buoyant. They put them out in transect lines. So they will put a marker in and do lines out and GPS mark them so that data can be collected on spawning uptake. These transect lines were sort of coined ash fields and they went into eight sites into the Derwent. So the first site was in June 2018. And astonishingly, they had immediate interest from the spotted handfish. So divers were seeing little handfish coming up almost straight away, almost immediately, and checking them out. They were sending me back these images, and it was really beautiful, and it was exciting and really encouraging.
So they've put out 3,000 of them. What's next?
Well, spawning is September. The divers continued to dive from June through to August and they were deployed into the Derwent. The artificial spawning habitat are in these ash fields in handfish fish sites. In September 2018, the first reports started coming back that egg masses were around the ceramic artificial spawning habitats. You know, so the images that the divers were sending back were so beautiful. We have a PhD student working on this project, but also a master's student. So Alex Horman has been doing his work on spotted handfish behaviour and reproduction, and he sent images back of spotted handfish eggs around the ceramic artificial spawning habitat. It's been really nice that the local community have been really excited about this too. You know, the community really cares about our natural environment, and sometimes it's through species like the swift parrot or the Tasmania devil, but this is something that's in the marine environment, and I find that, you know, really exciting.
Well, it's kind of interesting too because, you know, in ceramics we talk about, you know, sustainability and environment, but we use a lot of energy and we make a lot of things that don't get used sometimes. Yeah. And to find something that's actually being used for that purpose and successfully used for that purpose is really interesting.
I find it super exciting, and you know, I do feel as a maker of things and in a world of so many things, if I'd been making 3,000 cups, I might have got over that. And, you know, and the making and the work is actually, this work is really repetitive, but I never got sick of it because of the why. It's also been really interesting, the people that I've met, and being able to work with people who have such an amazing insight into the natural environment as scientists do. You know, they're curious people and they're really committed to this project. There's been a lot of people over the years who have worked in this project. It's actually an astonishing thing to be involved in.
Well, great. Well, thanks for sharing all that information with us. Sounds really fantastic. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're so welcome.